Blog Talk Radio.
I can't hear you on my phone. All right, can you hear me? Okay, I still can't hear you on my phone. I have my computer turned down a little bit. Okay, I can't hear you on my phone. I can see your mouth moving. I didn't know if it would cause feedback.
Hello, can you hear me? Yes, hello, my name is Jack. Can you hear me? Yes, thank you. Thank you so much for your presentation. I have a quick question. I cannot hear you on the telephone, but I hear you from the computer. My question is, after the 7 years, what happens if I receive I heard from you guys on the internet searching on how to avoid paying taxes. My question is, after the 7 years, what happened if I receive a letter from the IRS? Thank you very much. And just one more question. After we mail these certified letters to our congressmen, what do we do next? Thank you very much for your time. Yes, thank you very much.
Hello?
Hi, my name's Julie. I'm actually calling from New York. I just switched phones. There's a strong delay between people calling you and you hearing us. I heard about you on Stu Peters, and I've called you before, and from watching your videos, I'm digging deeper and deeper into this rabbit hole. So one of my questions has to do with unemployment benefits. Is it taxable? And the 16th Amendment apparently canceled out Article 1, Section 9, Clause 4. Is Section 2 still applicable? I have a couple other questions too, but I'll stop there so you can answer. It would be New York State unemployment. Okay, now what about the section, Article 1, Section 9, Clause 4, you know, how it says in Section 2 and Section 9, where it's, I don't have it in front of me. But also I've been looking into the Black Law Dictionary, and it says income is money for labor, and money is gold, silver, and paper cash. So if I'm not paid cash, is that not considered income? Doesn't my that income, the non-cash digital transfer of funds, become my property? And income tax is not levied on private property, so wouldn't my money be my private property because I have sole proprietorship to it to do whatever I want with it, and it's not for public use? Yeah, I've watched your videos, and I sent my letters out. The representative got his yesterday, but the two senators, it's still in the pending delivery mode. But I guess I'm just worried, you know, about following through with the rest of it. I got the paperwork ready for my employer for the federal tax withholding. And what I did find in the New York State tax law, which it's horrible to read through, subsection 607 said meaning of terms, and this article said the same meaning when used according to the United States relating to federal income taxes. So I think that covers all the bases with New York State right there. I guess I don't know. My main one was the unemployment. I'm just worried. I know you've been doing this for years, but I'm just still worried that they're going to come after me once I fill out all the documents, you know, for the exemption, you know, of no taxes being taken out and then not filing. I mean, I don't own anything to begin with, but still for them to garnish my wages would kill me.
Jabs, right? You know they lied about that, Julie. Why do you believe there are other lies about the IRS being an all-powerful God? Ooh, look at this cartoon. I'm the great and powerful IRS. File your taxes or else. I mean, you've got to go and click on this cartoon, Julie, and watch the videos I have here. Okay? These videos go down. These videos, and read this page. They can put this stuff in more detail. IRS really is a failed agency. Look at this. IRS's gov collections have gone down by over 90%. By over even the last 10. Look, this is why I file pickup tax, Julie. This is it. Right there. They're messing with your brain.
They are.
Scared. Well, you got to deprogram yourself. Let me get this to zoom in on this one a little bit. How IRS is, let me see, where is that chart? Here we go. Look at that. IRS is levied. Take your money by force as gone down. So over the last 10 years, by over 90%. That is a failed organization, business, agency, whatever you want to call it, but from 3% of million instances and occasions of forced levies, emptying people's bank accounts and paychecks, it goes down to only 300,000. So you've got to educate yourself, to free yourself of the fear by you spending your time on the love of truth, Julie. When you do that, you promise me, you watch the videos, as you drive around in a metro, walking around, passive activity, you must have this on your smartphone. It's the only way. No matter what I tell you, it will not do the job for your heart. It will secure. You have to take that time.
I think I just needed to hear your voice for the reinforcement. I mean, like I said, I've been watching your videos and believe everything you say. It's a fear programmed into us. So anyway, thank you. And I'll let other people ask questions. I guess I just needed your reinforcement.
You're welcome, Julie. My pleasure. Let's go to all the calls. Yeah, can somebody get my, fix my phone? I don't see the callers' names on here, their numbers. There we go. Someone, caller, you are there, my friend. It's your turn. Give me your first name, how you heard about us, and then your question, please. So let's go to the call from area code. Let me see. I think 702 caller, Julie, we just took her call. So she's the answer. We had calls from area code 404. Looks like he's
702, on. 702, I'm here.
You there?
Where
are you
going to
call from,
here.
My friend?
702. My name is Chad.
702. Okay.
Yep.
Very good, my friend. What's on your mind, my friend?
My name's Chad. I got a question on. So I'm a truck driver, and I know you said that we don't, you know, we're not a District of the Columbia. We don't have to pay taxes. But since I have a commercial driver's license, does that matter? Is that different to pay taxes because you need a special license to earn income commercially?
Nope. As long as you're not a citizen or resident of the District of Columbia and you're not obviously a federal worker, federal income taxes do not apply to you.
Okay. And then my other follow-up question, another concern. So my company, that I work for, they coerced me into paying federal taxes and filling out a W-4 without my consent this year. So I'm sending them the papers and all that, petition and all that, and trying to get remedy to it, but they're not responding and they're not giving me remedy. So they have taken taxes out of my income this year. I also made some money with cryptocurrency this year on an exchange. And to withdraw that money off the exchange forced me to pay taxes on that as well. Now, my question is there a way to file a W-4 form this next tax season and get those federal taxes back and, you know, some way or somehow?
The money they have taken from you, stolen, I'm afraid is very difficult and risky to try to get it back. Essentially, you have to file some kind of the federal income tax form. So that's why you want to go off that money, just let it go. The best thing
right.
to do
okay, so there's
is
not, there's not like,
steal
there's
it
not
from
like,
first
okay.
place.
Yeah. There's not like a deduction, like I can deduct maybe the income that I made from my job, the wages, and also the income from the cryptos and deduct that. Therefore, I would have no federal tax liability and I would get all my federal taxes back. That wouldn't work.
What happened when you try to stop withholding from your paycheck at your job? What happened there? Did you fill out instructions on our website? What did you do?
Yeah. I sent my Congress, my House of Representatives and Senate the petition. I sent a copy of that to my payroll manager who got personally involved with my tax situation, and she has not responded. She has not given any kind of remedy to the situation whatsoever. I'm trying to
wait.
Every time I talk
what
to her, it seems
her?
Like she's
what
taking it personal.
Did you fill out a W-4 exempt form that's modified properly to your payroll department?
I did. I sent that to them, and I've been following up, and there's been no remedy whatsoever. So
keep following up. I'm sorry to say this.
Keep.
But that's what problem would be the employee, is these companies sometimes
right.
are so brainwashed, like zombies. Oh, we have
oh, yeah,
to
she's super brainwashed.
From the paycheck, otherwise we'll get in trouble. You know.
Yeah,
you've
exactly.
Got to,
yeah.
Go ask your manager to help you. Go to your manager. Hey, I'm not getting a response from this payroll department. Maybe you can get someone to respond to me. I mean, what kind of company I'm working for? If they don't help me, I'm going to go to another company. Tell them that. Tell your manager. Right now, there's still full employment. There's still a shortage of people. Okay? So if they don't help you, go get another job. Tell them that.
Okay.
Tell your manager. Hey, I need
right.
help. The payroll's ignoring me.
Yeah.
Okay. Give
now,
your
I
money
saw,
away.
I saw that you can. I read somewhere. I'm not sure how valid it is, but under IRC Internal Revenue Code 1341, a claim of right, you can deduct your income from the wages for the whole year and get your federal tax paid out back to you, and then you can show your employer that you had no federal tax liability. During that year, and then you can claim exempt. Is that correct or no?
No. Claim of right
no.
is a baseless legal theory.
Right. Okay.
Patriot mythology, like tooth fairy, Easter bunny. Sounds
right.
good. Sounds right. Feels good. Sovereign power. Claim of right. Got the power over
right.
right. That's these names, they're going to be nothing. There's so many of these nonsense out there, my friend. The problem is you got to get the attention of the company you work for. I was telling me, I'm going to go to a different company. You're stealing my money without my permission. What the heck is this? This is supposed to be a two-way street. You provide your labor,
right.
and they give you a pay. They're not supposed to take your money, give it to somebody else, and say, you got to get... Get out of here, little boy. Come on. You're making trouble. Get out of here. What kind of a thing is that? You can't take that kind of a treatment. Okay?
Yeah, thank you. Thank you so much, man. I appreciate what you're doing.
You're welcome, my friend. Remember, as a Restore Freedom Plan member, these are the kind of things that we help you with your employer, fellow department, even a lawyer. You know, we help you with this stuff because we do come across this. Some employers are just too scared. The lawyer's even afraid. You know, we had one employee, one of our students, the lawyer of the company was afraid. The lawyer. So we go into the owner. Hey, your lawyer's being lazy. He's not refuting us in any way at all. Anything we say, he says it was good, impressive, but I tell you to still withhold in order for you to be safe. Come on, it's a bunch of nonsense. So we tell the owner, look. You get, and the owner said, I'm going to get legal advice from a different lawyer because this lawyer is not doing his job. Okay?
All right. Thank you, Paymon.
You're welcome. My pleasure. All right. At the chat, I think that was what do you call it we have left, right? No more questions we got. Okay. By the way, folks, let me remind you, folks, you want to go to our Restore Freedom Rally in Florida, Orlando coming up? Let me put a time in for you. RestoreFreedomRally.org. Okay. And tomorrow we should have be able to get early registrations coming up. RestoreFreedomRally.org. Let me put it on this for you. Hold on. Okay. Yep, there it is, folks. That's the website. January 20th through 23rd, Friday night through Monday afternoon, okay? At Holiday Inn or International Airport in Orlando, Florida, okay? We have a great lineup of speakers, folks. People you've heard about that you know want to hear and see in person, as well as other speakers that you want to hear, see, and meet and hear from. Some of these guys you know, some of you don't know, but you really want to and need to get to know. Okay? So be sure to come to that. Bring your family. Children under 12 are free. Under 18 are just $10 a person. Okay, folks, we got to subsidize our future. Bring your children, grandchildren, nieces and nephews, bring them everybody. Okay, to Orlando, January 20th through 24th, go to Restore Freedoms, RestoreFreedomRally.org. Okay? So I think that's it for tonight, folks. I want to thank you all for giving your time and attention to me to listen to this important message about freedom. Now it's your turn. Go to our website, livefreenow.org, okay? And you've got to go and, if you've not gone through other steps like step three, go there. I know a lot of you are still afraid of the IRS. You've got to realize the IRS is mostly bluffs. Yes, they are, okay? I just read today, okay, in an IRS publication, they said that from 2009 to 2016, IRS coming after non-filers went down by 20%, 50%, 80%, 90%, no, by 98%. From 2009-16, IRS going after non-filers went down by 98%. That was before the corona hoax took them down to nearly zero. But the media got you. Be afraid of the IRS. You know, folks, you have a lot more power than you realize. Be sure to educate yourself, okay? And remember, seek the truth, and the truth shall set you free.
All right.
Okay. We did.
Well,
so next time I'm going to ask John, I'm going to make sure he has dinner with us and have him be here for all the little camera and sound issues and all the delays. He must have important in
the feedback.
I saw
the sound issue. I know exactly what it was.
And the delay issue. The delay in
that. That was part of the sound issue as well. So we had this one cord in here, this one aux cord.
You guys need to end the block top call.
Oh, yeah. And, yeah.